As portrayals of mental health in popular media rightly move away from flat, stigmatizing characterization, there's been an almost overcorrection. Now we see tormented geniuses, your Adrian Monks, Sherlock Holmes, and Sheldon Coopers, characters who are either explicitly labeled as or heavily implied to be obsessive-compulsive, but whose psychological state is coded as a source of their talent, or just played for laughs as a quirky idiosyncrasy.
You are aware that your ritualistic knocking behavior is symptomatic of obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Is not.
Denial. Come in.
Certainly these characters and their stories are works of fiction and written to fit a certain genre, but they both reflect and inform broader ideas about mental illness, and they're too often inaccurate to the lived experiences of people with these disorders. This year's novel, Turtles All the Way Down, is John Green's direct challenge to these tropes. Green himself has OCD, and as he stated in multiple interviews leading up to the release of his latest novel, his OCD would make him a terrible detective. In a video on the YouTube channel he runs with his brother Hank, called The Vlog Brothers, John Green gives some explanation of his experience of OCD. He details the issue of intrusive thoughts, thoughts that an individual does not want to have, and may even recognize to be irrational, but that are difficult to control.
Like, I might worry out of nowhere that my food is contaminated or somehow poisoned, and then suddenly that will be the only thought I'm able to think, the thought I'm either thinking or distracting myself from all the time. And when that gets bad, I can lose all control over my thoughts for an extended period of time, to the extent that I can't follow what's happening in a TV show or read a book. This is exhausting, of course, but it's also kind of terrifying because, one, I can't stop being scared of the thing I'm scared about. And two, if I can't choose my thoughts and I am at least in part made out of those thoughts, then am I actually the captain of this ship I call myself?
These experiences inform the central conflict of Turtles All the Way Down. It's the story of 16-year-old Asa Holmes, and yes, her name is a reference to literature's most famous detective. Asa has obsessive-compulsive disorder, and one day finds her life interrupted by a mystery, the disappearance of an eccentric billionaire just after a warrant is issued for his arrest. When her best friend Daisy discovers the police are offering a $100,000 reward, and that Asa once knew the billionaire's son, Davis, the two girls begin their own investigation. This book has all the hallmarks of a John Green novel: intelligent young characters with rich inner lives, witty dialogue, and deep emotional themes. But there's something different about this one. There's a sort of bleakness underlying much of the book, even compared to Green's last novel, the mega-successful The Fault in Our Stars, about teens with cancer who fall in love. By the first third of Turtles All the Way Down, you realize this isn't the kind of story you've been programmed to expect. Asa doesn't solve the mystery, thanks to her obsession with detail or repetitive thinking. Her illness isn't only represented with outward behaviors like touching every parking meter on the street or knocking three times, things other portrayals have tended to rely on. In fact, through the novel's first-person perspective, readers are plunged into Asa's often debilitating thought spirals with her. Readers bear witness to the intrusive thoughts, worries about bacteria and infection so unrelenting, they lead her to repeatedly drain, sanitize, and rebandage a wound on her finger. They keep her from enjoying a budding romance with Davis. As they kiss, she can only wonder how the exchange of saliva might impact her microbiome, and she desperately tries to remember the particular wording of a related study. Green read a passage from that scene on an episode of NPR's Fresh Air earlier this year, as Asa pulls away from Davis, unable to quiet her intrusive thoughts.
"What's wrong?" he asked. Nothing, I said. I just need to use the restroom. I pulled my phone back out to reread the study, but resisted the urge, clicked it shut, and slid it back into my pocket. But no, I had to check to see if it had said modestly altered or moderately altered. I pulled out my phone again and brought up the study. Modestly. Okay. Modestly is better than moderately. But consistently. I felt nauseated and disgusting, but also pathetic. I knew how I looked to him. I knew that my crazy was no longer a quirk. Now it was an irritation, like it was to anyone who got close to me.
Asa's OCD is not her superpower. It creates conflict in her closest personal relationships and torments her to the point that she begins ingesting hand sanitizer just to quiet her escalating thought spirals. But the excellence of the novel does not rest in a purely grim portrayal of a youth's battle with mental health. It also lends more realistic representation of the other private aspects of mental illness. Aza misuses her medication, conflicted by the idea of taking a pill in order to be herself. She uses sardonic humor with her therapist, Dr. Singh. And where other writers might use the therapist to deliver heavy-handed, deus ex machina-like wisdom, Dr. Singh's message to Aza is relatively simple. It's a lesson John Green learned the hard way after quitting his own medication regimen in the aftermath of the Fault in Our Stars success. At the time, he believed it would unleash the creativity that had been paralyzed by the pressure of a follow-up performance. He discovered the opposite. His mental illness is best managed when treated, consistently and with care. Turtles All the Way Down is unique in its representation of mental illness in popular literature. It's careful to be candid without stigmatizing, and to be hopeful without romanticizing. In a conversation with Daisy towards the end of the novel, Aza reflects on the apparent oxymoron that is a happy ending. But Daisy replies, "You pick your endings and your beginnings. You get to pick the frame. Maybe you don't choose what's in the picture, but you decide on the frame." There's strength in this, and in the novel's final few pages, which are most impactful within their whole context. Through Turtles All the Way Down, John Green offers honesty and hope. Things may spiral. They may get better, and then worse, and there may not exactly be an end. But there remains always the chance to circle back to being better again, through consistency and care. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.